and find me. Yahweh, if you need somebody to do what you will, find me. You can find me. Yahweh, if you need somebody to go all the way, find me. You can find me. Yahweh, if you need somebody to go all the way, find me.
And we sing it out.
You can find Yahweh if you need some
to do what you will. I can't hear our voices. Can we sing it out?
If you need somebody
to go all the way,
you can find me. If you need somebody to say what you say, to say what you say, to say what you say. Oh, if you need somebody to do what you will, you can find me. If you need somebody to go other way, I'm right here, Jesus. Oh, if you need somebody,
somebody to
say what you say, you can find me.
You can find me.
If you need somebody,
so
do what you will.
Do what you will, find me.
I'm right here for you, Jesus.
You can find me.
I'm available for your use, Jesus.
If
you need somebody,
use me,
Maradika basia elegedina messisia. Amen. We want to pray. Can you be on your feet and let's just pray in other tongues? Alagatila basia la dasheke toma sisia. Aradia kezole ketina mesisie. Mashakatala dine mesokora bia.
Regede bogodom regede bahadian regede. Shada Baba Babra Dia Baga de Belegedosha, Rodobogo de Bologodusha, Regede Bogodo Brodogodo Bologodo Brondo Bogodo Sobodo Baya Baya da
Bragadilla,
Yodo Borodi, the Belegede, the Belegedosha, Arede Bogoto Borondi, a bed, the Belegede, Regede Bogodosha, Shada Baga Dia Brede Baga de Bologodo, Regede Bogodo, Regede Begede.
Jeleke Thomas Sisiala Diasha Sani Katolo Tameleketi Salene Meketalia Basono Maradiash Aleketeli Barakato Seketema Sisi Zileketome Leketabia Dosina Maradish Malekatolo Beregetia Sene Maradish Zileketola Barakadia Bashanda Rabababa Adamo Katolo Bosiala Tames. Jeleketele baragadia basone melegedis
rondo bogoto bolo
leketele baragadasia bashatala di seleketo maradia bashagatala bela katamesusi leketele baragadia bazokotolo boshakata shalagada bagatala bagasina maradia shalagada bas
rogodo
Baragadia Zona Maradesh, Selekatele Baragadia Bazono Morogodo Shalibadis, Arada Bagazono Bushanda Baba Baragadia, Arada Lebegesogotolo Rotobotolo Selekatele Baragadia Bazona Maradesh. Alagata Bagata, Labagata, Sagatella Bassia Labasha, Arabia Labagazekatele Bashan, Labagadia, Sania Tola Baragadis, Ivana Kabush, Irredebeka Thomas, let's pray in the spirit for a while. We'll go into the details of the prayers later.
Rigede
Pondi, dosata, adomi dosata.
In Jesus' name, I can hear your amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. You see, when we're in the place of prayer, we have to do everything that will, disarm the flesh. That's why we shout. It's not just to shout to the Lord. It's, you need to create an prayer atmosphere. You need to create. I've taught you that severally. So we shout amen. We pace around. We do everything that the flesh don't like, so that we can then, you know, latch on to the wave and the wind of the Spirit. From the teaching we had last night, we'll pick one or two prayer points. We start from there. And if you pray it fervently, it has to be heartfelt. In the book of John chapter 9, in verse 39, Jesus said that, the Bible reads, and Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." So, before Jesus came into the world, they which see have a reputation that they see. And they which are blind, everyone knows they are blind. But when Jesus comes, he says, the people who we have thought, who we have said see, will now be what? Blind. He says, I'm come. Whenever Jesus comes, there's always judgment. And that's also what happens during a revival, when the glory of God hits. When the glory of God hits, what we thought was right is revealed. Are you together with me? So you see, one of the best things that can happen to you in the day of the Lord is to have a right heart. The heart that can do business with God. Are you together with me? You know, in another place, it says the first shall be the last, and the last shall what, be the first. There's always a need for the right heart. Praise God. There's a need for what? The right heart. So that we do not miss out in what God is doing. And so that we are not also, we are not expelled. Are we together here? The heart that can participate in the day of glory. The heart that can what? The heart that is accepted. Because the ones who say they see is just presumption. They don't see. They don't see. So it doesn't matter what you say about yourself. It is what God says of you. It's God's analysis of you at the end of the day that is the truth. So there might be a lot of areas that you are falling behind and you don't even know. In fact, the areas you are falling behind might be the areas where people are giving you a word. It takes the Lord to reveal our hearts and fix it. And that's one of the things we do when we gather to pray. We open our hearts to a divine atmosphere where God in his mercy can touch our hearts. So we are going to pray in other tongues. But when we pray in other tongues, what we are saying is, God, realign my heart. Let my heart be the heart that will profit me in the day of your glory. Which are the days we are in right now. I tell you the truth, whenever God is made manifest, there's always casualty. I tell you the truth. There is always casualty. There is a type of heart. I tell you. There is a type of heart that can profit you in the day of glory. No, there is. I tell you the truth and I lie not. There is a type of heart that if you don't have that heart in the day of glory, you will be flung out. You will be flung out. You know, the Bible speaking about Jesus' character, his spiritual DNA. He calls him the rock of offense. It's the rock of offense. Huh? Is the what? Is the rock of offense. Whenever he manifests, people are offended. Even his people are. Whenever Jesus, why? Because he comes and brings light. He shines light. Huh? He says, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, they stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. It's for them, but they are flung away. It's the heart. When the heart is wrong, when Jesus manifests, you'll be angry. I tell you the truth. You'll be angry. You'll go to court. I tell you the truth. And nothing wrong has happened. It's just that Jesus has shone, and your hearts cannot take it. So you don't want to be your own man. You want to be God's man. You don't want to be a man of yourself. You want to be a man of God. A man whose heart is right with the Lord. Because there is a way the heart must be when Jesus shows up. Eh? Come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me. My yoke is I am meek and lowly heart. Let's say that. Come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly heart. When he says learn of me, what did he say next? He described his condition of heart. So this is the plumb line. This is the plumb line that qualifies you for learning. So it means that when Jesus appears, if there is something other than gentle and lowly in heart, that's the plumb line of the heart, you won't be able to learn anything from him. You are going to pray in the spirit. Don't think all is well with you. No, don't. Don't think all is well with you. That verdict can only be given by God himself. You can't give that verdict by yourself. I've had moments in my life where I thought all was well. And by the time God showed me the scorecard, Kai, all was not well at all. Are you together with me, my friends? So we're going to pray and say, we're going to trust God that by his spirit, it will readjust our hearts, realign our hearts. It will make our hearts compliant to glory, compliant to his visitation. Can you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Abode predies dolo progodomni e rede podo bologo do predie
Eshandi alabata. Aile bote borodie de pelegede. Ile bede pele borodo bologo de shathaba. Abanie de bodie sapoi. Ayopolombie so solo bodie lepaya. Aye bede gedus mai da brodie sa. Upon ye si beden regedodie lebai. Aile bodie androso die pelege. Ilege brodie de lepo. Ile bedie go. Piele de piele go. Ile de pele lepo. Predie gede pani. Inova boshata. Ile de pele boshe. Ile predie do batia predie de geta. Ayeti golide sili gotile gede predie de bosa. Arre de bodo brodo bolo godosha. De bolo godom brige de belege de bosha
Shelketia baradia somelega tia
Shelketia baradia somelega tia Shelketia baradia
somelega tia Shelketia baradia somelega tia Shelketia baradia somelega tia Shelketia baradia somelega tia Shelketia baradia somelega tia
Shelketia baradia somelega tia Shelketia baradia somelega tia
What corrupted the heart of the Pharisees was that embedded in that heart from the book of John 9 that we read was the value they had placed on repetition. Do you understand? The heart had been corrupted with repetition. Everything was about reputation. And if it's about reputation, then the Lord cannot be glorified in that kind of heart. Now, this was the same condition that Saul's heart was in. Reputation. Reputation is when, just like a yeast, you have become your own distraction. You have been distracted by yourself. That's reputation. There are different things that corrupts the hearts. There are different things. And some of these things we are not aware of. The most difficult thing to see is our hearts. In fact, one of the qualities of God, one of the things that makes God God, is the ability to see hearts. It is such a difficult task that only God can see a man's heart. For a man to see, when the day a man sees his heart is because he has faced the light of God. Difficult to see your light, to see our hearts by ourselves. And that is the reason for prayers like this, because we can't see it. And then you can go on and on and on and on with life, and you are lost at heart. I tell you the truth. And so it takes the posture of humility to ask God. And that's one of the things David had. You will see David will always pray about God trying him. He said, God, try me. If there's any unclean thing in my heart, a lot of the prayers in the book of Psalms is about God trying his heart. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to pray. What has been locked in my heart that assures my farness from God? There are things there. There are things in the heart. Our walk with God is a complete heart thing. It's not an emotional thing. It's not a passion thing. It is first a heart thing. The Bible says that with your mouth they draw close. But from the heart they are far. If a people draw close with the heart, it means that with their mouth, it means that there's some form of intention to draw close. There's some form of intention. So even intention is not enough. The light must shine on this heart. That light must shine. We're going to pray that prayer. We're going to ask God, Father, let your light shine upon my heart and purify me from the unclean. Hold on. Can you lift up your hand like this? Can you say, Father? No, say it loud. Say, Father.
Father,
let your light
shine on my heart.
Take out the unclean.
One
more time. Say, Father.
Father,
let your light shine in my heart.
Take out the unclean.
For the last time, say, Father.
Father,
let your light
shine in my heart.
Take out the unclean. Can you take it up in tongues and
I am the prodigy.
Radigeti Vanya Tradikidenia. I had the Lopro de Papa Papa Sata. I had Radia de Brega de Palega de Bregadosa. Eradigidi Billy Drotsuzapa. I had Ridley Brody di Dotsuza. I had the Brodo Papa Papa Goda Sada Paliatis. Eria de Bodia Cotai. I owe the Bata. I owe the Pendia Latiza. I had La Predia de Predia Gatosa. Radigoni Elebioshana Iadredio Zobaiti Ibiazosite Iad Radida Pasa Eyanendrege de Poliasosa Aziazosise Erion de Brodia Sataliagapa Iada Prodo Papa Papa Godosaya Iada Prodo Godo Prodo Godosaya Iad Radia Lebrege de Pe Irredebe de Predia Gede Predia Gedeba Arata Pondre de Soila Prodiza and Radio Paisas Ayadile Beze Sedieta Ianam Rodia Popia Suze Ayala Papa Papa Payagazzi Aire Erodi Bodo Satoi Ayandile Gendio Sati Iele Prodio Sodi Andieleta Elemio Dredio Sotopa Ayapopile Tita Ailendro Digozo Sopati Iana Pompiela Prodio Sutai Ai Sutai Andro Suta Ayada Amela Prodi de Ponsota Apiondro Tisa Amenombila Haito Bile Eidi Pilombre Dili Piota Ieninondre Dizasa Ayana Prodio Tula Ayodiza Ielemendre Pontuto Ayo Predita Ayo do Predita Elemio Tuva Ie de Prodisitoita Ie de Prodio do Saida Ayanda Tolita Ayondolita Bona Ayana Porta Ayana Porta Ayana Porta Iele Predietusa Ayadondisa Abete Abete Irodibidosa Irodibidosa Ayamaitusa Ayamaitusa Iele Mendida Posa Eridotsa Eridotsa Irodidotsa Iamida 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 Aradidondosa Iele Predidotusi Ia Abada da 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 Abada da 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 Abada da 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 Arabide Arabide Ele Bidondrososa Ayayama Ieme bebe Emunrondi bia Ayaba Ino piloto soi Ino mi bini non zita Imini non meni non predata Imini mi non ie beni olinata Imini mi non ie dobi ande bata Aradi ba Abodi di bo 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 Abodi di bo 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 Ia 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 Aradi do do sata Elibio 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 Ay 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 atiza Ay 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 atiza Iendi drondisa Emayato 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 Ambabida baya Embababiba baya Iendondunetza Iendondunetza Ie 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 Bam 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 b Iadibosa. Iadibo. Iapapapapapapa. Iapapapapapapa. Areta poposa. Embeleta pa. Apadosot. 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 Iete popopopos. Irati papa papa papa. Irati popopopopop. Irati papa papa papa. Ida da da. Ida da da da. Ida da da da. Ido do do do. Immortus. 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 Imama mama. Imama mama mama. Aradio. 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 Igotila. 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 Ida protios. Ida protios. A papa la diege. A papa la diege. Irodot. 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 Ida papa. Apo. Ida bia. Ida bia. Ida bia. Arogos. 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 Impredebos. Irede papa. Irodopos. Irodopos. Irede papa. Iantinot. 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 Emprodos. 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 Errata papa. Errata papa. Errata papa. Ie. Idodos. Idodos. Aie. Apos. Apos. And the papa. And the boss. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hey, Ada. Yeah. Aratos. Hey, ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ah. He done the whole. He done the whole. Aropotos. He met me. He met me. He met me. Upon me. He put me. He undo. He apa. He apa. He apa. He apa. Iapa, Iatos, Aparatipo, Irotopopo, in the pots, in Papa Papat, in the Papa Papat, Iropopopopos, Iropopopopos, Apodon Tuapa, Apodon Tuapa, Ia, Itopeletos, Ipolotopos, 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 Imorotopopos, Ipolopopopos, Apopopopos. Iotopo, a pop, 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 a Iapa papa, iapa papa, esoto, ora papa papa, omba papa papa, opa papa papa basa, ora da papa papa basa, iye de boto, iye de boto, iye de boto, iye da papa boto, iye le pobosa, areda bo, in not, 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 aotua, aotua, aopendi. Iye nondo, opodota, opodota, iye dodosa, iye dondiye pot, iye dodobotiopo, amopopo, emopopo,
yes, Lord,
iye papa paye, iye dototototo, opolodiye,
thank you, Jesus,
iye depotsa pa,
emopopo, in Jesus' name we have prayed, in Jesus' name we have prayed. The Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 tells us to take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. The writer of the book of Hebrews says that we need to take heed because it is possible that there is an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So this particular heart, what it achieves is that it creates departure from the living God. That's what this particular heart achieves. That when there is inside of you an evil heart of unbelief, it's just a matter of time. Your departure from the living God starts to happen. Now, it's not necessarily your departure from faith, but from what? The living God. You can lay hold on to other things. You can lay hold to religion. You can lay hold to falsehood. You can lay hold to heresies. You can lay hold to many things, but you would depart from the living God. This one is called an evil heart of unbelief. He said, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be adding to the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. So there is a heart that makes it difficult for you to continue. Now, I have been in various revivals. At least I've seen, what I mean revivals, I mean a company of people where there was a move of God at about 3 different times in my life. And I tell you that at least the 2 times, those that continued are way less than those that dropped out. Every time. It's always like that. Because some, and the reason for that is there's an evil heart of unbelief. You can be enjoying the moments, enjoying the encounters, but you still believe what you believe. Yes. Belief is strong. Belief is very strong. Do you know what we call lack of faith is unbelief? Eh? And there can never be unbelief if there is no belief. The reason you are not believing God is because there is another belief. I don't know if you get my point. Unbelief is not a standalone. The reason there is unbelief is because there is a belief. So unbelief is not just I don't believe God. The reason you don't believe God is because you believe something else. And so there are things that our souls have been attached to that we believe. Those ones, you didn't even need to go for Bible study to believe them. It's just your soul is attached to it. Eh? And so you could be enjoying the glories and the paraphernalias of whatever is going on, but yet you are not in a progressive journey with the Lord. And after a while, you will depart from the living God. Eh? Unbelief. When you gather people doing something fervently, you will have an assumption that everybody believes. But no, not everybody believes. A lot of people have, their soul has stored alternatives. There are stored alternatives in the soul. And it is just a matter of time it shall appear. Yeah. They will depart from the living God. They will lose that fervency very soon. It's just a matter of time. So the writer of the book of Hebrews says that we need to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the sweetness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation.
For some, when they heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? To whom swore that he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. And the Bible says it's an evil heart. Because unbelief, what? An evil heart. Where is unbelief locked up in my soul? Where? This is not Old Testament scripture. This is the book of Hebrews, bringing to us parallels from what had happened in the past. Where? You know, them has had an evil heart of unbelief. They departed from Saul, having loved. When did he love this person? He had always loved. And he was moving with Saul up and down. But in his heart, he loved this person. But after a while, he departed from Saul. That is what it means when he says that the evil heart of unbelief will cause you to depart from the living God. It doesn't mean that man will not do ministry. He will still do ministry. But he has departed from the living God. He will do a lower version of ministry because of the evil heart of unbelief. You see, this is the reason for prayers. Prayers has become the agency by which God can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And that's why humility is your IV to the house of prayer. And knowing that if God don't help you, you are doomed. Listen, the Christian work can never be done by passion. It's a lie. You can't say, Lord, it's not from self-passion. Eh? It's not from self-determination. It is surrender to the Lord and trusting the Holy Spirit to do a work in our hearts. So that whatever we have accomplished in Christ, whatever good has happened to us, we can boldly say that, God, this is not me, but you that did it. And where is unbelief? Where is that place where it looks like I'm following God, but it's not true? It looks like I'm following God, but it's not true. At the right time, I will take a detour to where I've always been going to from day one. Where have I told God that he has touched and he has not touched? We all need to be pushed of an evil heart of what? Unbelief. When you tell God a lie, you only deceive yourself. Can we pray this prayer? Lift up your right hand and say, Father. I wish I can hear you. Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From the evil heart.
From the evil heart.
Of unbelief.
Of unbelief.
Let your word.
Let your word.
Let your
light.
Search me.
Search me.
And have a permanent place.
In my heart.
Open your mouth and begin to pray in other tongues.
Bendam rendige de balam rege de bolum rege de bogodo shendam rege de belege de rege de shat rege de bogodo bulogodo rege de belege de rege di bahandi rege di embalaga dosh rondo bogode vredi e bede bogodo rege de bogolo rege de belege dosh rodo bodo bendi e bezege de predege de belege do rogodo bogodo vredi bagabadi shede progodo golo rege de rege de bege de progodo soso brodi bana manchige de belege do abobia predi bobo predi e predi e bege de Belegeto, itobi di bani entrege de bradigi di balazzi, itobi e de belebrondigi di mosi banti, itobes, itobes, itobes.
talvez, e talvez, e talvez, e talvez, e no metivos, e no metivos, e no motivos, e no metivos, e a baba brondi gidi boli e tegete brunieghetto, e o tobolo shian tregete denegetto, e mombom bigin dobleteke, e toplegetto plete poprete, e toporiete porie toperiegete, e e dolo topelegetto, e e debiti bidi brutu sugudu balababa, e mombi bibiki, e mombi bibiki, e topere di bodom rogodo pologoto, e tobie. It's obie, io poco po, io poco po, io poco po, e pele pede prodi che te viene mogocho, e ciambele ciombele vender membrentico, e pendole membrentico, e pendembrentico, e plentum brentiso, a ponsto prenste, e pesto prenste, rodiveso polotiso, a polosie prendi e keto, e beni e to sulla, a yalo podo solo bede, e gede bede gede. Pregeto mejo chata abela mi chata e peni di prodige tepo o vape de gede peda kapapa a te to te tele pate ile pede pede poro di giti pahadi e di boyo di pani e tele gede peregeta a api a ti onde le potai da pa a hapo pondro do godo poi chata ele mi e tre heida a ile pote heida a edi do do sata a edi do do sata a am neli ondi lese a ele mi ondi lese ta a ala pradi e de predi e do sata ila a am i opresa edi a edi a posa a ya posi a posa a mi oposi a posa ele piedre di sata paia a ya dele do zotre dae e edre zoso papa
Ciclo
popoza, iye popoza, iye popoza, iya, imedulasa, imelodosa, amena pasasa, iye papa, ayede, ayede, de, ayeda parada papa, ayaya.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. guys come like this. I want to see everyone. We are going to pray about another condition of heart that the Lord needs to help us deal with. We're going to pray about the proud heart. The proud heart is also a tricky heart that God needs to purge us of. In the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12, the Bible says, Proverbs 18 verse 12, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. And before honor, the heart of man is humility. Hold on, my brother. So, what kind of heart must you have before destruction? Haughty heart or proud heart. So, pride goes before destruction. What goes before honor? Let me explain it to you. This is how a proud man thinks. A proud man always thinks he deserves honor. Anytime you equate honor and you have a sense of entitlement to it, it's pride. The proud heart. Because according to this scripture, honor is not a reward for being brilliant, for being great, for being anointed, for being fantastic. Honor is a reward for what? Humility. Do you understand the point? So, but the proud always want honor because they look at themselves and see how great they are. Now, it says that type of heart, instead of getting honor, what will he get? Destruction. This is the difference between Anna and Mordecai. Mordecai was going after honor because he thought he was deserving of it. But Mordecai humbled himself before the Lord. You know, the Bible says that God himself is in charge of resisting the proud. And that he gives grace to them. In the few years of serving the Lord, I saw the humble promoted. And I saw the proud demoted. I've never seen otherwise. In my few years of serving the Lord. In the space of 3 to 5 years, the humble is usually honored and the proud is usually dishonored. And the difference is that the proud looks at himself and sees a lot of good in him. The proud, he looks at himself and sees a lot of good in him and tells himself that he is deserving of honor, not knowing that honor is not a fruit of personal perceived greatness. That honor is a reward for humility. The Bible says the reason why God gave Jesus a name was that he humbled himself. That's it. Not because he was perfect, but because he was humble. That's the book of Philippians chapter 2. Because he humbled himself, then God then gave him a name above on him. That at the name of Jesus, every name bow. Humility is your best friend. Humility is your best friend. Humility is your lifesaver. What took out Satan? Satan looked at himself. He looked at himself and required honor. He looked at himself and saw all the good in him
and the greatness. And then he requested honor. The Bible was teaching us about priesthood. It says no one takes this honor upon himself. And many times we don't know when the proud heart steps in. I tell you, when you look at yourself and then you require honor. You see, with these great things I'm saying, I should be able to use it to purchase honor. And he says, you can't purchase honor by self-assessment. You can't. And that's why the Bible makes us to understand that promotion doesn't come from the south. God must be in charge of promotion. It means that promotion is not a, it's not, promotion does not, is not your reward. It is God that gives it. So you can't look at yourself and request promotion and request honor. It is when we humble ourselves that God grants it to us. But whenever a man thinks he can request it and becomes, that's pride. Pride is pride. The meaning of pride is assessing yourself. That's the meaning of pride. Pride is to look at yourself and give yourself a result. That's pride. Now, when you do that, what you will get is destruction. God will make sure. So we need to cry to God and ask God to purge us of pride. Say, Father, purge me of pride. Purge me of pride. Can you start to pray that prayer? Come on, say, Father.
Father.
I can't hear you. Say, Father.
Father.
I can't hear you. Say, Father.
Father.
Every dot of pride in me.
Every dot of pride.
By mercy. Come on, scream, by mercy. Purge me, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Taba shala. Yes, Lord. Oh,
You can see that these prayers are important prayers.
Yes,
may the Lord help our hearts.
still want us to pray. The Lord will help our hearts. We will not have a heart of unbelief. We will not have a heart that is proud. We will not have a heart that is misaligned. In the name of Jesus. I want to tell you something about the heart of unbelief that we prayed about earlier. You can sit down. I'm still in prayer mode. I'm still in prayer mode. Can you bring this altar down, this pulpit down? I want to see everybody's face. Can we pray in tongues for 1 minute whilst you are seated?
In Jesus' name we are praying.
I want to tell you, I want to teach you a lesson. I think it can compete as one of the greatest lessons you would ever learn as regards how to follow the Lord and how to follow the men of God that God has given to you. I want to teach you what I think is the greatest lesson in following you can't follow the Lord if you are not following his men. I think that's simple to understand, right? Because what the Lord did after his ascension was that the way he made it possible for us to follow him, according to Ephesians chapter 4, was that he gave us men. Huh? If men were not important, he would not have given us men. He would have just told us that now that I have given you the Holy Spirit, then with the Spirit, just navigate. But that's not the case. And so, we can never be more intelligent than the Lord himself. I don't know if I'm making any sense to you. And so, it is unscriptural, it is unholy, and it is a strange perspective to want to follow God without knowing how to follow men. And the same applies to our passion to love God that is not hinged on loving men. He told us that you cannot love God if you do not love men. Because with men, you have a physical reference, and then with God, you might not have that. And if you fall short at that level, then it's obvious that you cannot meet up, spiritually. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
our time has gone, but I'm conflicted. My knees are still bowed, you know, for more prayers. Father, we thank you. Can you give me a minute to pray? You don't have to join me, just let me pray. Father, we give you the praise. We honor you this morning. We bless you. Teach us your ways. Let us know your truth. Shine your light in our hearts. We abide in your presence. We ask and we believe that you'll be kind towards us. Touch us in the most real way. Not at the surface level. But let us have a real encounter with you that will speak till eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So, quickly in 10 minutes, let me give you a lesson. You see, one of the greatest challenge we have, you know, one of the ways we can purify ourselves from the heart of unbelief, especially in following the Lord. You know, all of Israel's sin that God placed on them as sin and called the day of provocation was on the basis of their interaction with Moses. Are we together here? Their sin against God was on the basis of their interaction with Moses. So Moses was the representative of God, and whatever they did to Moses, they did to the Lord. Are you together with me? And you know, there was a time they wanted to even revolt against Moses several times. Just like when the children of Israel, at a time in the story of when David's people were attacked in Ziklag and the people lost everything, and there were a lot of terrible things happened. You remember that there was a thought of stoning David. So usually the opportunity you would, in fact, do you know that if you revolt against God directly, it might not even be counted as revolt because you might not even know what you are doing. Yeah. God, you are crazy. They can't even hear you. Do you understand? Because you are mumu. Are we together here? Like, sometimes what even validates and what makes it obvious that we have revolted against God is our revolt against the men that he has given to us. And so when we talk about the heart of unbelief in the context that we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, which was a rehash of what happened in the book of Exodus, in the engagement of Israel with Moses. Huh? So we find out that the man that God gives us many times becomes a measurement of our engagement with the Lord. And so we need to know how to tidy that part so that our hearts can be right. And I have one key lesson that will help us. I feel it's the most important lesson. And the lesson is that we must learn to follow the Lord and follow his men. So when I say the Lord, I'm also talking his men. When I'm talking, it's the same principle in our personal engagement with the Lord and with the men that God has given us. Is that we must love God's man above his works. His works. You see, every man of God that the hand of God is upon will manifest various expressions of God's works. Eh? And a lot of times, those works every one of us have a lust that connects to a part of the work. The difference between Moses and the children of Israel was that Moses knew the ways of God. But the people knew what? The act of God. And that's why out of both of them, it was the people that rebelled. It was not Moses. Moses, who knew God's way, did not rebel. The people who knew the acts rebelled. Knowing the acts does not deliver you from rebellion. Because many times the acts just connects to your lust. For example, your lust for food. The acts of providing food, the miraculous acts of providing food, connects to your lust for food. And so you are following the works and not knowing that your heart is not following. It is your lust that is following. Are you together with me? Sometimes it can. There are various works that happen around the man of God. Some people are connected to some men because of the man can give them some levels of fame. The work of God in the man's life is bringing fame. And then unconsciously, the people are following the fame because they are following the works. Are we together here? So pursuing the works does not purify your soul. So we must learn to love the Lord. Learn to love his men above the works. When you love the works above the men, it will look like you are following, but with time it will show you are not following. And Jesus mentioned this when the people pursued him and were looking for him. And he says, the reason you are looking for me is because of food. Now, if you look in the flesh, you say Jesus has followers. But Jesus says, I don't have followers. Are we together here? I tell you the truth. Many of us, the first response we have is that we follow the works. And so you love a man's works. And then unconsciously you think you love the man. But it's his works you are loving. And that's why it's easy to turn back. Two things make you turn back. When you have gotten the works you need to get, or the works stop flowing, you turn back. Or there's another work that is not exciting you. You turn back. That is how we develop the heart of unbelief. The heart of unbelief is developed when there is absence of love. And that's why the most accurate way to engage faith is via love. That's how faith ought to work. Faith ought to work by love. If faith don't work by love, it will be an evil heart of unbelief. So you see, when God gives you his servant, you must make sure you love him above the works. If what you love is the works, you will not abide. Yeah. The works are not eternal. Am I preaching here? And it doesn't take spirituality to follow the works. Carnality can follow works. Huh? You don't need to be spiritual to follow works. Huh? Do you need to be spiritual to follow the work? I tell you, this will be your greatest lesson. Now, which of the disciples stayed with Jesus to the end? John. Why? A love. So there was no difference in the eye of John between a Jesus that was untouchable and a Jesus that had been naked. Why did the others turn back? Because they were engaging a powerful Jesus who nobody could touch. And for the first time, shame came upon this Jesus. They all turned back. The only one who did not turn back was the one, are you with me?
Yes,
who loved Jesus. And who was the last to leave the earth out of all disciples? The same John. It was only the one Jesus allowed to stay to the end. In fact, till today, there is a group of believers who believe that John is still on the earth. Yes. And I'm not talking of believers, I'm not talking of heretic believers. I mean, genuine prophets. One of them, I follow the ministry. That's just the part I did not follow. The man actually believed that John is alive. And he met him. And he believes it's part of the last witnesses that the revelation is more than me, so I left that revelation. And he has Bible verse because Jesus said that John will not see death. But that's that prophet's business. I don't have the ability to believe that until I see John. But do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
John was the only one who did not turn back because he loved Jesus more than the works. When what you love is the works, you have a price with which you will return. You need to love your man of God. You see, I thank God for the mercies he has granted me to preach some things that a lot of preachers don't have the guts to preach. And the reason they don't have the guts to preach it is because they are proud. And why are they proud? They are concerned about what people would think about them. Self-repetition. Because as I'm preaching now, there is a challenge for you to think I'm preaching about myself. Now, if I love myself so much, reputation, I want you to feel I'm a good person. And I don't want to, and I won't, yeah, so. But I thank God for his message. I preach it. But the only challenging thing about those preachers is that when they now gather as pastors, those are the issues they complain about. And they don't have one series on it. You know, a lot of preachers complain about how their people don't give. I've seen preachers almost curse their people. Yeah. I've seen preachers encourage preachers to be careful of their people. Like preachers don't like their, most preachers don't like their church members. Do you know that? Hey. Most pastors don't like, not that they hate them, but they have seen too much that they have no trust. They are just doing the work because God has sent them to do it. And they just want to do it. And they decide. That's why a lot of pastors, the members don't know the address to their house. They don't like, Mafara komi, Yobrukuni, Mafara komi. Love is what will keep you, not works. Works is the lower way, lower reason to follow, but it's not the best. Love. You have to have, and that's why John could, for John there was no difference. Whether Jesus was doing miracles or Jesus was hanging on the cross, he's my Jesus. That's John for you. And friends, that was the same love that Jesus had towards him. It was a different love. And everyone knew it. Everyone knew it. Everyone knew it. And sometimes we ask John to help them ask a question. Ask him for us. We don't know where you and this guy. Well, now take, do this thing, but whatever is happening, John is not too concerned about manifesting. Just leave me. Let me put my head on my brother's chest. Now I just love this guy. That's all. He was not concerned about going here, going there, going there. They began to carry. Peter had to ask Jesus, who is that person that you said will not see dead? Is it John? Jesus said, what's your business here? What concern you between Peter and John? They talk. Peter was going to follow Jesus so far the power is still manifesting. That time he carried sword and called the disciples here. It's because he knew that when I do this, you will see what Jesus will do. Ah! Emari, oh! By the time he did that, Jesus did not respond. He was still following from behind that. Jesus will soon have to change. He did not change it. The guy left. John didn't mind. Make he die, may he no resurrect. Men and killer, now my Jesus. Make me no resurrect, no concern. I don't love this man already. That's John for you. Then there was some kind of discussion that Jesus never had with. And you see, there are some things nobody heard from Jesus, only John. If you check Jesus' ministry, you will never have thought that Jesus as a man loves his mom. Those personal parts of Jesus, only John knew. Jesus actually, you see, when Jesus told John to take care of his mom, it was not in the eternal script. It was not fulfilling prophecy. It was speaking as a human being who loves his mother. And the only person they could have that kind of conversation with was John. I said, John, your touch your mom, see me. And Jesus told his mom, Mabino, me ingenio, alone in me, me can be your son forever. May this guy go take care of you. The guy loved me. You know, there are friends that are business partners. You will do business and make millions. But the day you go to jail, there's another friend that you can take your child to go and stay with. It's not everybody you can take your child to go and stay with. It's not everybody, both of you are going to party together. That when you want your child to live somewhere. You know, all of us know one person. It might not be a baller. It might not be a bully. It might not be this. But there's one person that you can carry your child to. And you know it will be well with your child. That's John. Jesus could take his mother. And he could not give everybody his mother, his John. John was there to the end. There was no expecting, if Jesus was like, let him resurrect. Let him not resurrect. Let them beat him. How do you follow your master when he is completely naked, beaten, embarrassed, and you are just there till the end? Only him. And he saw what everybody was. It was not far. It was close. It was close that he could hear what Jesus was saying from the cross. It was that close. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple. Standing by. So it means that there's the love. The mom had for Jesus is almost the same with the love John had for Jesus. Because the mother doesn't send, whether it's God or not, she came through me. He came through me. It's a mother's love. At this level, she was not engaging her savior. It's her child that has been killed. So now I know whether he's not the king of the Jews, they were beating prophesy. Go back, my prophesy anything. I'm on mini. Even if it's truly a scam, I'm on mini. Mother was the disciple whom he loved. He said unto his mom, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy woman, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. So it was John that took care of Mary.
I believe this is our greatest lesson. Are we together? Give me 10 minutes. Let me tell you this lesson. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, it was this thing that was lacking in the relationship between Lot and Abraham. Lot is meant to be Abraham's disciple. But there was a reason Lot was following. It was economic. And when it was time to get his ultimate cash out, the guy left. He did not know that staying with Abraham was his greatest. He did not know. Only God can explain to us what Lot could have turned out to become if he had stayed with Abraham. Only what? Only God. Only God. We cannot imagine what would be Lot if he stayed with Abraham. Now, aside from Abraham, which other man of God did Lot have access to? Abraham was his last card. Are we together here? May God give you spiritual understanding. Yes. May God grant you spiritual understanding. Yes. That's my prayer. Spiritual, not spiritual, not celebra. Spiritual understanding. It operates differently. It comes with a kind of knowing. It fixes your heart, spiritual understanding. What would have become of Lot? See what Lot now became. See Lot. See the weak life he lived. Angels came to visit him. The angels were in crisis. I tell you, angels. See the kind of life he lived. Angels came to see the story of angels coming to meet Abraham. See how it goes. When angels came to meet Lord, they have to lock the door. They have to be dragging the doors. Such a defenseless life. The Bible talks about how his soul was always vexed. Such a defenseless life. Why? Because he was following Abraham. He was not in love with Abraham. He was not in love with Abraham. How does your uncle tell you that take what and go? And you went. It was not in love. You see, when you are not in love, you will go. And the consequences are far reaching. I wish I can say a lot of things, but we will be saying them as we keep growing and we're able to receive some of these things. It's not everything we can receive. You say I should say that, but it will trouble you. When we get there, I will tell you. It has consequences.
If there's one man who understands this, whenever he's preaching it, Kai is one of is the apostle called David Obueli. He's a master of this thing I'm teaching. He's the only one I've heard talk about it in a way I see it. Praise God. Lot did not love Abraham. And then he costed him. The cost of it is destiny. The cost of it is destiny. The, when you have that evil out of unbelief, the cost is what? Is destiny. He said, I swore they will not enter my rest. The cost of it is destiny. It's always destiny. You see, because life is a flow. It's not a lake. It's not a lake. It's a flow. And it is love that keeps you connected to the flow. Yeah, life is a flow. Life is a flow. It's not a lake. Friends, when we're going to start this house did not, this ministry did not start with me. The origin of this ministry is Pastor Kuno Lawale. It's not me. Because that was what was shown me. They showed me what he has done in this city. And I'm not talking about a dream. I'm not telling you a dream. We're praying like this. Praying in my house. We're just praying with the pastors, Pastor Idara. And the, we're praying. Boom. I was in the spirit. And the form of the Holy Ghost was by my side. An angel was sitting on the road. The Holy Spirit told that angel. We're online, are we? Holy Spirit told the angel to speak to me. And the angel gave me almost a 20 years recap of the OCT. And then gave me the story of Pastor Kuno Lawale, told me about his ministry, told me what he did, told me what Satan did, and told me what to do. And what I came to do was to continue what he did. So it's a flow. Life is a flow. It's a flow. It's not a lake. There is something God is doing that is flowing with you. And that's the reason. The apostle put it this way, that the reason why we are edified is by that which every joint supplies. So life, so the work with God operates in joints. Joints. What's a joint? When two bones meet, it has to meet. And the thing about joints is that joints, there are different types of joints. Am I not correct? Yes, sir. You see, you can't remove the joint. You can't remove this one. Go and join it to the one here. It will not fit. You cannot. People think they can. And that's why they are forever dislocated. You cannot. You cannot. If I'm not pleased with PK anymore, then I won't have a pleasing life. Yeah, I won't have a pleasing life because that's the joint. That's where they join me to. You see, and there was no inquiry. They didn't come and ask me, where do you want to join? It's eternal joining. So they have done the journey. I can't remove it and go and join. Say, who else? Hey, see, they are big boat. Let me go and join there. No, you cannot. You cannot. That's the abnormality we are seeing, Elter Skelter, and that's why there is a lot of illegitimate voices. You need to love the man. Gehazi did not love Elisha. He did not love. Because if he loved Elisha, even if there is an issue of things, he will be first concerned about Elisha having things, not even him. Yeah. So every day he was following Elisha, he was still following himself. Every day Gehazi was following himself. And one day opportunity showed. For him to hammer. How can you be following a man and you are concerned about you hammering? Is that man that should hammer? Yes. Am I preaching here? Yes, we're praying. Whilst we're praying here, the Lord began to tell me of one of PK's assignments in Nigeria. And I'm going to tell him. And I'm meant to be the one to set it up for him. So I'm going to call him. I'll say, Daddy, this is what the Lord said. This is what you should be doing in this country. And I'm going to be the one to set it up for you. Yes. Because I'm in his life. Because I love him. It's not about me. It's about him. Let me tell you something. If I didn't love him, and I'm following for work's sake, there are two works at work in his life. The first work is money. He has money. A lot of it. The second work in his life is that he has, I'm sure he cannot count the amount of nations. The last time he heard I'm in South Africa, he said, why didn't you tell me you're in South Africa? Because he will just give me meetings upon meetings upon meetings to go and be preaching. Those ones have been preaching all around the world since the early 90s. All around the world. I mean, all around strange Czechoslovakia, all those strange countries. He said, why did you tell me? But I'm not in his life for what I can get. If not by now, if he's a useless son, he will say, Kai, one day this man will just tear me like 100 million. Kai. Say, give me like 100 million. I'll go use and go bombard Abeokuta. I'm telling you, that will be what is in your head. I say, let me just do it. This man will soon tear me money. Me and this man will carry me go. This thing, I go use this man enter. I'm talking of PK Park's strange nations. Strange. All these, what are those nations called? South American nations. Go and pack Mexico. I didn't want Mexico. Go and pack Peru. Strange nations. I mean, all the people there, no Nigerians. Some meetings, they have to announce that people can't come again because the hall is full. They have to send people back. I say, Kai, if I enter one of these conferences, I'll take like 15 minutes. Scatter the place. That's how 90% of people think. That's how. You see, many sons look at what their father has. So after a while, you are following the works. And after a while, if you get the works, you run away. If you don't get the works, you get offended. It's a father that cannot make his children go further. Yeah. You might not say it out, but it will be in your soul. And when it's in your soul, you're already corrupted. That is what will happen if you follow the works. So, what do? You fall in love. Just fall in love. I love you, your well-being. Eh? Do you know how many churches that the people hate the pastor's wives? It's a normal thing. Why? Because a lot of people see the pastor's wife as what is blocking them from having the access into the man of God. Yeah, a lot of people. But the reason is that they don't love the man. Because if they love the man, what do we love? His family. We love his family. But because what they love is the man's ministry, so they see the wife as a blockage. If I don't tell you these things, which I feel the Lord is having me to tell you now, how will you know? Because it's spiritual knowledge. If I say, let it not be like I'm talking about my, but how will the people know? Is it not spiritual knowledge? It's not a natural knowledge. It's not a natural knowledge. Let me show you a scripture. In the book of John chapter 14.
from verse 8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me as what? Has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. So what's the first way to believe him? Believe me. Eh? Believe me. That's the first one, right? Believe me. I said it. Believe me. What's the second one? If you cannot believe me without the works. So there is a believing that is not work based. That believing is love based. And the second believing is the what? Is the work based. Are you seeing it? Now let's check the resultant effect of these two beliefs. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall also do, and greater works. Which of the beliefs? The first one. He that just believes will eventually get the works and greater. But he that believes because of works will miss everything. Well, he that just believes will get the works. But he that is pursuing the works, I don't know if I get it. Let's repeat the study. Verse 8, right? Let's repeat the study. Verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, so long time with you, and yet thou art not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. So you see, can I talk to you? So you see, there are some revelations that you don't need to be taught because your heart is connected. It will be flowing inside you. He said, if you have really seen me, you would have seen the Father. Like, you would just know I'm the Father. If your heart was united with me, the revelation of Father would be, I won't need Bible study. Are you together with me? Let's keep reading. And how sayest thou? I'm shocked that you are saying, show me the Father. It's proof that you have not even seen me. And you have been walking with me. But you have not seen me. Because you are asking me to show you the Father. So sometimes when you don't know some things, it's proof that you are not rightly connected. That's why you don't know it.
Yes, sir.
Why do you? And when you are rightly connected, nobody will say anything. You just know it. Yes. You just know it without Bible study. You just know it. See. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. So, believe me that I am in the Father in me. Or else, that's, or else, believe me for the work's sake. So, there are two ways to believe. What's the first way? Just believe. Because you have seen me. Because you love me. That's why you believe me. Then the second level, which is the lower level, is for the work's sake. Then he now told us the result of it. The next verse. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, that's the first one, not work's sake. He that just what? Believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do. But it is he that what? Believes on me. So, I won't follow the works. I love the man.
But eventually, I will even produce more than the man's works. This is how to operate in an apostolic atmosphere. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is it. This is the pattern. Some will be following the works. Eventually, they will produce nothing. Some will love the Lord. Love the Lord's man. And it will look like they don't know anything. But the works and greater works don't produce it. Greater works. So God will not have us access the works through lust. I tell you that this might be your greatest lesson in relating with in connection to following the Lord and following the men that God has given to you. And I pray that you make the best of it. Amen. The Lord will bless you. Amen. The Lord will keep you.
Amen.
And the Lord will prosper you.
Amen.
Hey, yeah. Aradala basheketala baradasia. Are you blessed?
Yes.
All right. We shall see in the evening. Today is day what?
Eight.
Somebody says this. So you mean that next week will be the last week? Wow. Huh? Are you sure this 21 days will be enough like this? No, it's enough. Awesome. Well, are you having a great time?
Yes, sir!
I want you to document all your testimonies, spiritual testimonies, all testimonies. Write it down. And then we're going to have some days where we'll just share. So you write it down, and you can even write it, snap it, maybe I'll announce how we'll do it. Give a copy, write your name on it, so that we'll call those who will share theirs and just have a great time. You know, the way we eat in the night, that's the true Holy Communion. That's how Holy Communion has actually taken in Bible days. The first Holy Communion was dinner. Jesus took his disciples to go and eat supper. And Paul made us understand that people came to eat dinner. That was what was Holy Communion. And so every night what we're having is Holy Communion. So it means that as you're eating that food, it's not just eating. It's actually Holy Communion. That's why you won't fall sick.
Yes.
And that's why every sickness in your body will drop.
Yes.
Huh? Are you blessed?
Yes.
I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, God bless you. Have a great time. Shalom.